Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Cook and Pony Show. We're brought to you by Petite Kitchen and Bath Design Center. The last number of weeks, we've been having a whole lot of fun with the renewal of the Pitt Penn State Series coming up 1 week from Saturday. We've been trying to pair a Pitt player with a Penn State player, and we got half of that done so far. We're waiting for Penn State quarterback Wally Richardson, but we're pleased to be joined on the line now by former Pitt defensive end Chris Dolman, went on to a Hall of Fame NFL career and is joining us this morning as part of the Orange Arrow promotion. Orange Arrow is a nonprofit organization that is trying to coach and mentor young student athletes to be successful, not just on the field, but off the field. Chris, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I would like to start off by saying hail to Pitt.
There you go. Well, you know what? It's not surprising that Wally might be a little bit late. Those quarterbacks always were afraid of you big, bad defensive ends. You know that.
Well, that's what I hear. I consider just giving them a hug. I was a guy full of love.
Well, there you go. I have a feeling some quarterbacks might disagree with that. Chris, you played against Pitt four times, the first two not so good, including right. The 48-14 game in 81. Pitt was number one in the country late in the season. I'm not sure that wasn't the most painful defeat in Pitt history. What do you remember about that?
It was very painful for us because you know, we were making a run for a national championship. You know, back then you had to be undefeated to win a national championship. We played the best teams in the country. You know, we've proved that we could play at that level. And you know, to lose that game after we were leading in the first half, it was pretty tough. But to tell you the truth, you know, we bounced back and we came back and played against Georgia and beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. So, you know, things were different. It was a different time back then, and you know, teams today can get a loss and continue to go on towards the national championship. But I'm very proud of my time at the University of Pittsburgh.
Well, we are now pleased to be joined on the line by former Penn State quarterback Wally Richardson. Wally, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. I said you might be a little late. You sometimes quarterbacks are afraid of those big defensive ends. We had Chris Dolman on the other line.
Yeah, that wasn't the case. I was trying to get in, but I'm here now, so glad to be here.
I mistakenly just cut off Chris, so he's going to be joining us momentarily. You know, I've been doing this a long time, Wally, and I hit the wrong buttons from time to time. But you, it looks to me like you only played in one game against Pitt. Is that correct, 1992?
1992, that would have been my freshman year. We played Pitt up here in State College in a bad weather game in November. Yep, that's correct.
Wally, when you look at all the time that's passed between these two games, from the Penn State perspective, has there been an appetite to get this game back on the schedule from the former teammates and alums you've talked to?
I think the guys that are from the state of Pennsylvania, that is something that they have always wanted to do, was continue to play Pitt. I think when things happened, we joined the Big Ten, Pitt joined the Big East, and now the ACC schedule has been a little bit more challenging, but I think it's something that people in the Commonwealth definitely would like to see, and it's a good thing that it's happening again.
You didn't get to play the rest of your career against them. Is it kind of a little bit of a hollow feeling not playing Pitt, I'm assuming, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, for me, I grew up in South Carolina, so it's a little different anyway. But I think it's important for Pitt and Penn State to play as regularly as they can, because it's always, for the most part, been a very competitive contest. And a lot of guys that played with me at Penn State were from the Pittsburgh area, and some guys from other parts of the state would go to Pitt. So there was always a little trash talking involved there, and guys wanting to be involved in that game on a regular basis.
All right, I'm going to try to bring Chris back into this without disconnecting one or the other of you. Chris, I hit the wrong button. I apologize. Welcome back, and say hello to Wally
Thank
Richardson.
You. Wally, how are you? Chris Dolman, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Chris.
Chris,
where are you making your home now?
I'm actually living in State College. I work for Penn State currently.
Oh, okay. Great.
Chris, what are you up to?
To tell you the truth, I live in Atlanta. You know, I try to support all our Pitt alumni, you know, working with Sean on the Orange Arrow Project. I think that is an awesome, awesome deal. I raise money for nonprofits. What he's doing only supports that and not only make a player or a student athlete, you know, a more rounded and balanced person and put things in perspective. So I'm very pleased with the work that we're both doing.
Chris, I want to ask you about something you said earlier, and that is it was different when you played. If you suffered one loss, it pretty much knocked you out of the national championship race. As it pertains to a big rivalry game like Pitt-Penn State, back in the early 80s, how did you get a sense for a big game like this? Because you couldn't go on social media. You couldn't turn on ESPN, really. It was in its infancy. Like, how did you get a sense of what a big game was? Because it's so much different today than it was back then.
Well, you know, playing home or away, you know the intensity of the game by the electricity that's in the air. You feel the energy from the fans, how rowdy they are. You know that it really, this is just not an ordinary game. Now, I'm not disrespecting anyone, but, you know, we weren't playing Youngstown State. You know, there was a lot of support and there was a lot of people there that was charged. And our coaches would make sure that we were prepared to go out and play at the level that, you know, you weren't shell-shocked when you walked into that stadium. Because I tell you what, you know, you walk into, Penn State Stadium, you can feel the energy. You knew the people were there. They were excited. And the same thing happened when we played at Pitt Stadium. So you could definitely tell that it was a different type of game.
We are talking to former Penn State quarterback Wally Richardson and also a former Pitt defensive end Chris Dolman, who went on to a Hall of Fame career in the NFL. They're part of an Orange Arrow promotion. I guess there's going to be a big dinner on Friday night, next Friday night, September 9th, before the Pitt-Penn State game. Tickets are available. You can get information at orangearrow.org. Are you guys both coming back for the game? Are you going to be in town?
Go ahead, Wally. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes, I'm going to be in town for the game. I'm actually going to be traveling on Thursday to make my way down there. So there's some Penn State football lettermen that are going to play against some Pitt lettermen in a golf tournament on Friday morning. So looking forward to that, kind of getting the rivalry started a little early Friday with a round of golf, and I'll be in town, of course, for the game on Saturday afternoon.
Well, can you trust those Pitt players? Do you think they'll use winter rules in effect? I mean, do you think they'll take extra mulligans?
I think it's a question for both of us, to tell you the truth. It's going to be interesting. I'll just say that much.
Hey, Chris, are you going to be able to make it back?
I will not. I'm leaving on Tuesday, and it's funny that Wally's talking about the golf tournament, because I'm going to a golf tournament in Bermuda on Tuesday. So, you know, I'll be there for the rest of the week and, you know, planning a big event that they have there, which is kind of cool because it's the NFL versus MLB, NHL, and the NBA. So nice. We're going to figure out what players produce the best golfers.
Wally, nice. Because you're so close to the Penn State program, Can you give us an idea from State College on where the Pitt game is fitting into the schedule this year? I mean, expectations in year three, now that the scholarships are back, the bowl ban is over, where does the Pitt game fit into the things that the Penn State fan is excited about for this season?
Well, I think it's a big game for us. We hadn't played Pitt in the last 15, 16 years, so I think it's a highly anticipated game from our standpoint, and folks are looking forward to traveling to Pittsburgh and taking on Pitt. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I know it's going to be a really competitive game, and I think we'll see a lot of excitement, but we're definitely excited on our end to be traveling to Heinz Field to take on Pitt.
Chris, there's a lot of excitement about what Pat Narduzzi did in his first year last year. Have you had a chance to meet Pat and your thoughts on where the Pitt program is and may be heading?
You know, I had. You know, we had a thing down here at the, College Football Hall of Fame. And, you know, it was a bunch of players that came in and, you know, Pat and a lot of the staff, and it was really good. I like what he's doing. I like his ideals. I like how he's approaching getting the program back on track. I think that he's the kind of guy that, you know, Pitt really needs. And, you know, I'm here to support him. You know, I've talked to him a couple times during the off season, and, you know, always lend my support. And if there's a player down here I think that we can get out of Georgia that to go to Pitt, you know, I want to make sure that they know about him and we can get him up there.
It's the Ball for Orangero Friday, September 9th, the night before Pitt-Penn State. It's a great way to support an awesome cause and get really pumped for the game the following afternoon. Orangero.org for tickets. And Wally, how did you get involved in this, and why do you think it's important?
Well, I think it's important. Sean reached out to me and told me what the mission was, which was to coach young student-athletes to aim for success off the field, which I think is very important. I think a lot of times kids get caught up in sports and putting everything into that, and you should put your all into it, but you also have to be prepared, because a lot of times when you play sports, there's a certain shelf life to it. Not everybody plays professional football for 20 years, so you have to have plans to do something after that's over and be able to provide and have the right type of quality of life that you like. So I think that's important, and you know, I think it's really important that kids that play sports are able to develop life and social skills when they're not on the field of play or on the court.
Guys, we enjoy your time and enjoy the game coming up, and we'll look forward to talking to you both again real soon.
Okay. I'll be watching.
Thank Wally, you going incognito for the game, or are you going to wear your Penn State stuff loud and proud?
Oh, I'm going to be loud and proud, man. What am I going to go incognito for? I'll have some Penn State stuff on.
Hey, you guys have a great day and take care, okay? Thank you so much for calling in. The organization is Orange Arrow. It's a great organization. Go to orangearrow.org. Check out information there. There's going to be a big fundraiser the night before the game.
Sounds like a blast.
It sounds like it'll be a blast. And we've had a lot of fun with talking with these guys as the game gets a little closer. I'm sure we're going to do it again next week.